You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Wire. Like, naked is the theme. Like, people just love getting naked.
BNZ's latest research into New Zealand's scam savviness has shown that 9 out of 10 Kiwis have been targeted by scams. The number is up 13% on last year, but fortunately the research also found that only 1 out of 10 Kiwis had actually fallen victim to a scam. BNZ's research coincides with the beginning of their Scam Savvy Week, in which the bank raises awareness around scams as well as educating the public on tips and tricks to avoid being duped. I spoke to Ashley Kaifong, the head of BNZ's financial crime unit, about the telltale signs of common scams, as well as the upcoming resources provided during Scam Savvy Week.
Excellent. And your research found that there's been an influx of scams in New Zealand, with 9 out of 10 New Zealanders having been targeted by scams. Did you find any patterns or reasons for the influx in scams?
Yeah, look, the reason for the influx in scams is really just thing of it's really easy to send out now, and the rate of return for these scammers is really high. The trends that we're kind of seeing are government impersonation scams are probably the most prevalent over the last 12 months. It's basically where somebody impersonates a government department like the IRD, tells you that you've got a refund coming and gets you to log on to your banking. We're seeing bank impersonation scams, and they're probably the most concerning for us, obviously, because people are looking to impersonate your bank and then trying to get your log-on details or bank credentials that way, trying to take your money. We say if that occurs to you, then somebody rings you out of the blue and there's some urgency, then what you should do is actually just check your internet banking, mobile banking, just see whether or not anything's gone wrong. And actually, if you still can't see anything that's actually occurred, ring the bank on the number that you know. So just hang up from that caller that's called you out of the blue. Ring the number on the card, the number on the back of your card, or the number that you've got from the bank's actual website.
I wanted to also ask about another part of the research, which was scams in businesses. So you reported that the number of small and medium businesses falling victim to scams has dropped by 14% in the last year. What are some common scams that businesses are encountering, and what are the telltale signs that they should be wary of?
Yeah, so there are a few of them. The business email compromise or CEO scam is quite relevant. That's basically where the scammers are actually posing as a important person in your business, telling you that you don't that they're unavailable for meetings, because of meetings, etc., and asking you to pay something and with no real reason for you to do it, and basically trying to say, look, you can't contact me, and scamming people that way. But also, the thing that is hitting small businesses is the invoice scam. And that's basically where somebody in your organisation has potentially clicked on a link, given access to your system to a scammer. They look through the emails that are going out, looking for invoices that are going to be paid or sent out by your customer. They change the account number on the bottom of the invoice, and then your customer pays and they think they paid the bill. And unfortunately in these scams, it's a long time until people actually realise it was a scam, because usually it's 20th of the month that people get paid. They don't get paid the first month, potentially they don't get paid the second month. They ask the customer why that's occurred, and that's when the scam's revealed. And unfortunately a lot of time has elapsed since the scam has actually occurred.
I was wondering, did any of your research go into recovery rates for money taken by scams, or has there been any research done by you guys into...
No. Yeah. The only thing I can tell you about the research for recovery is the sooner that you advise your bank, the sooner that they can do a recovery or try and recover that money for you, and speed is always of the essence. So the best thing to do is, if you've lost money, contact your bank immediately and they will get that recovery underway.
Yeah, and I was actually going to ask that next about, you know, your research also found that the reporting of scams has increased, which is quite a significant step in our scam savviness in New Zealand. So you spoke about reaching out to your bank straight away, but should people also be reaching out to police about this? What is the best avenue for them to go down?
Yep, so definitely police. So top tip is if you've lost money, get in touch with your bank straight away. They'll probably tell you to report it to the police as well. And that's the best avenue. The other thing being is, as you're talking about this, there's still a bit of an embarrassment factor that people have about being scammed. And actually what we need to do is actually start to talk about it. Get people really, really educated on what scams are there, kind of how you can fall for them, those types of things. We've developed a website called getscamsavvy.co.nz, which gives a number of anonymized stories about scams, also takes you through the anatomy of a scam. So it's about taking away that embarrassment factor. Look, smart people get scammed by smart scammers all the time. You just need to be vulnerable and actually, unfortunately, click on that link in that time that you're not really thinking about it.
Yeah, and you touched on it already, but, you know, BNZ, as part of releasing this research, you're also launching your annual Scam Savvy Week, which is an awesome initiative. So I was going to ask a little bit about that. You touched on your website as well. What are some other tools or some other happenings going on for Scam Savvy Week that people should be aware of if they want to clue up on scams?
Yep, definitely. Thank you. Scam Savvy Week is, so we're trying to get the message out about, you know, the influx of scams, how to be aware of it. We're running presentations in various communities at bank branches, and definitely go to the website. That gives you the time to actually go through it in your own time and understand it. We've also, with the Scam Savvy material, translated that into a number of different languages. So if English isn't your first language, then there's probably a translated version that you can follow yourself.
That was Ashley Kaifong, the head of BNZ's Financial Crime Unit, discussing the latest research into financial scams. If you'd like to learn more about the Scam Savvy Week, you can head to BNZ's Scam Savvy website.
We are going to go into a quick song, as does the sun. Look blue, go purple, keep it on the beat.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.